Let's talk the World Game now and talk some A-League and the Socceroos with Michael Zapponi from Fox Sports and from the World of Footy here on 1116 SEN for Alpha Barbers, Melbourne Central, Hardware Lane and Flinders Lane. Hello, Zappers.
G'day, Kev. How are you going?
Good. What did you make of last night's fairly lacklustre game between Melbourne Victory and Brisbane Roar?
Yeah, Victory were missing, four players from international duty. So I thought Victory put up a really good fight, actually, and they probably should have scored. Jason Guerrier had a great chance towards the end there and had a really good second half Melbourne Victory. So probably unlucky enough to come away with a draw from that one. And Kevin Muscat will take a lot out of the game because, as I said, four key players missing. Marco Rojas wasn't there. Besap Arisha wasn't there. And James Tarisi missing as well. So three of their really key players that were out of the lineup last night. And Brisbane were pretty much at full strength, apart from Matt Mackay, who was missing through injury.
And that Jamie McLaren goal, it was a beauty.
Yeah, it was. But when you look at it, I think, you know, the defence really was probably at fault. Both of the Victory central defenders were going up for the ball and probably should have headed it before it bounced. So they really gave Jamie McLaren the opportunity to get that opportunity. And he took it well. He took it brilliantly. Lawrence Thomas was off his line and Jamie McLaren took advantage and he struck the ball beautifully and a great goal in the end.
And that mathematically made it impossible for anyone to take the Premier's plate off Sydney.
Yeah, so congratulations to Sydney FC. It's their first trophy since 2010. So a long 7-year drought for them, but they fully deserve to win the Premier's plate this year. They've been outstanding. They've only lost one game all season in the A-League and a great result for them. They play tonight against the Perth Glory, but Graham Arnold now, all of his attention will be just on focusing his side on the finals, because come finals time, it's all elimination and anything can happen.
Zappas, the Premier's plate and the grand final, soccer people have long been brought up on you know, you win the home and away season and that's the real prize. How do you feel about that situation?
Yeah, look, traditionally, you know, in England and in all the big European countries, it's all about first past the post, isn't it? But, you know, our tradition here in Australia and we see it in the MLS as well in the USA, you know, we've grown up with finals, playoffs, and that's something that, you know, we thrive on. We don't have all the other competitions like the European Champions League and the FA Cup and all those other cup competitions. So that's the reason we have a playoff system here. And look, I'm a traditionalist. I'd like to see the first team past the post rewarded. I don't think the Premier's plate gets enough recognition that it should. But, you know, I love finals as well. So it is a tough one. But I'd like to see the Premier's get a little bit more recognition for what they currently get in our game.
Now, Sydney's obviously got that wrapped up. Melbourne Victory will finish second, but the third spot in the home final and the Asian possibilities that lends itself to, that third spot's now wide open.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? And that gives you the opportunity to play in Asia, as you said, and also a home final, of course. And the third and fourth team do host a final. And a big opportunity there for Brisbane, who was a really important win for them last night. And Perth Glory need to win today if they're a chance to finish in third or fourth as well. So Sydney FC, you know, away from home, and they've already wrapped up the Premier's plate. It does give Perth a good opportunity to win this one.
Melbourne City, Western Sydney Wanderers probably the team that got really good momentum going forward at the moment. And Melbourne City got momentum going the other way?
It's so disappointing, Kev. I think we've spoken about it all season. They've got the best squad, I reckon, in the A-League, and they just haven't been able to be consistent at all. They've won back-to-back games only twice this year. So last week was the first time they had won back-to-back games since round one and round two. And with the squad that they've got, it's just not good enough, in my opinion. They need to be doing a lot better. And they're not going to win anything significant until they find that consistency. They are one team, though, that can beat on their day anyone. We've seen them beat Sydney FC in the final of the FFA Cup, and they beat Melbourne in the derby earlier this year. You might remember that. So we know that the quality is there. What isn't there is that ability to do it week in, week out, and that's a real concern for Melbourne City.
Just while I got you there, as we finish, the Socceroos Tuesday night got a win.
Yeah, it becomes interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That draw on the weekend against Iran was disappointing for Ange. And, he's brought in a new system and he's going to stick to it, playing three defenders and a lot more in midfield. And I have no doubt they'll win, but the pressure is there for Tuesday night. It's going to be an electric atmosphere, and the pressure will be on the Socceroos. And I get the sense that they lift when the pressure's on. Ange lifts when the pressure's on, but yeah, it's getting tight now. They're third position on the table in the qualifying, and you need to finish in the top two to make it through to the automatic phase of the World Cup qualification. So, yeah, huge game for them, and, you know, that will be tough.
Will be very tough. Thanks, Zappas. Appreciate your time.
No worries, Kev.
Michael Zappone there for Alpha Barbers, Melbourne Central, Hardware Lane and Flinders Lane, part of our world of football here with Dave Davidovich on 11:16 SEN. You can hear that with Finey during the week.